Well, thank you so much. That's right. Time for some good stuff. And it's Mike and Kim, as they said. Perhaps they mentioned.
I don't know if they did or not.
I don't either. You know, knowledge is infinite. Knowledge is a take that never ceases. Every issue of Tri-State Livestock News is a revelation. Agriculture is their focus, but knowledge is at the heart that sustains Tri-State Livestock News' legacy. A steadfast convention. From their first publication to their latest issue, continuous knowledge. Make sure you check them out. It's Tri-State Livestock News, TSLN.com.
Start planning your fall trip or maybe an ice fishing trip this winter to North Central Nebraska. The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to come to our area, check things out in the wide open spaces, the Niobrara River, Merritt Reservoir, McKelvey National Forest, and Valentine Refuges all offer some public hunting property. So check it out. Visit valentine.com. I've got some food for thought today.
I'm hungry.
Dwayne Hayes had sent this into the good stuff. It's simply called Eighth Grade Dropout. Okay?
Okay.
So a toothpaste factory had a problem. They sometimes shipped empty boxes without the tube inside. This challenged their perceived quality with the buyers and the distributors. Understanding how important the relationship with them was, the CEO of the company assembled his top people. They decided to hire an external engineering company to solve their empty boxes problem. The project followed the usual process, budget and project sponsor allocated, RFP and third party selected. 6 months and $8 million later, they had a fantastic solution on time, on budget, and high quality. Everyone in the project was very pleased. They solved the problem by using a high-tech precision scale that would sound a bell and flash lights whenever a toothpaste box weighed less than it should. The line would stop, someone would walk over, remove the defective box, and then press another button to restart the line. As a result of the new package monitoring process, no empty boxes were being shipped out of the factory. With no more customer complaints, the CEO felt the $8 million was well spent. He then reviewed the line statistics report and discovered the number of empty boxes picked up by the scale in the first week was consistent with projections. However, the next 3 weeks were zero. The estimated rate should have been at least a dozen boxes a day. He had the engineers check the equipment, and they verified the report was accurate. Puzzled, the CEO traveled down to the factory, viewed the part of the line where the precision scale was installed, and observed just ahead of the new $8 million solution sat a $20 desk fan blowing the empty boxes off the belt and into a bin. He asked the line supervisor what that was all about. "Oh, that," the supervisor replied. "Bert, the kid from maintenance, put it there because he was tired of walking over every time the bell rang." There you go.
He had that totally figured out. That is amusing. Here's some motivating words, such as attitude. Our lives are not determined by what happens to us, but how we react to what happens. Not by what life brings us, but by the attitudes we bring to life.
Achievement, that's the word. Unless you try to do something beyond what you have already mastered, you will never grow.
So true. Brilliance. When a collection of brilliant minds, hearts, and talent come together, expect a masterpiece.
And the word change. The shortest distance between you and your goals is never a straight line.
Character. Those who preserve their integrity remain unshaken by the storms of daily life. That's character.
And courage is defined as what lies behind us and what lies before us are tiny matters compared to what lies within us.
I like this one. Dad. Anyone can become a father, but it takes someone special to be a dad.
Dare to soar. Which is actually more than one word. But anyway, dare to soar. Your attitude almost always determines your altitude in life.
And desire. Where there is passion and desire, there will always be a new frontier.
Determination. The difference between a successful person and others is not a lack of strength, not a lack of knowledge, but rather a lack of will.
Thank you so much. You have been listening to The Good Stuff, and we hope you'll tune in to your local radio station again soon for more of The Good Stuff.